So we have happening this incarnation, poetic and prophetic, indwelling of the values of the order of God. We have in our scriptures this morning really wisdom, what's wisdom literature. That's what it's called. It's a genre. It's a thing. The first book that we read from is called Wisdom. And it describes the order of the universe as God has made it. It describes the values of God. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Take me into yourself. Incarnate the essence of God into your being. Digest it. Let it become part of you. And then prophetically and poetically turn it out into the world. And all the creatures of the earth can embody, incarnate, the essence of God. The essence of God is the grace of God. We talk about Jesus, we talk about Spirit, we talk about Creator, we talk about experiencing God's presence. The essence of that is grace. It's the unconditional love, mercy, and forgiveness of God. It's everywhere all the time. It's in every bit of creation. It's in all of us. It's in everything. And praise God, no amount of carbon emission can get rid of it. See? It's like a cockroach race. See? It's true, right? The rats and the cockroaches, they won't remain. Thank God, they're both really smart. Isn't anywhere grace can't be, and it is immune to the way we mess things up. It just persists. It keeps finding its way. It keeps finding its way to take the world's pain and make it gold. As Greta says, a person is too small to make a difference. That is simply a statement about the way God has ordered the world. God has made it so that there isn't anything too small to make a difference. I read in the paper the other day, the little bee is the most important creature on the planet. Nothing is too small to make a difference. Because grace is everywhere. And hard as you try, you can't kill it. One of the powerful truths of resurrection is that you can get after the body. You can destroy a lot. But you can't destroy the essence of what makes it true life. Say thank you to St. Benedict's for incarnating grace in this place in all kinds of ways, but in particular lately about leading our climate conference that we had a couple of weeks ago. It's been one of my hopes, and I think it comes out of an understanding of how God works, is that a passion and love and a prayerful caring and commitment embeds, incarnates locally in a people and in a place. And then it grows and it's contagious, you see, to the rest of us who can't get it or have some other focus of attention that where grace is embedded in us for a different cause of justice. And for me, it's my hopeful strategy in the diocese that as 41 churches, take 41 causes. one in each place and watch that flourish. And here, maybe it's because your building is recycled. I don't know. This occurs to me that in the dirt in this place, in the actual building, God could see some openness and understanding that you would care deeply about the planet. And you could speak poetically and prophetically over the prophets. And because you know grace and that understanding about climate change has happened here, that is a very powerful thing. And thank you for being open to that and continue to deepen and to develop that in this place. It had great impact a couple of weeks ago when 60 or so people gathered. I'll tell you a funny story. The St. Timothy's men's group came en masse to that conference. I think there were 20 of them. And the next day they'd gone to do a beach cleanup in Marina. And a couple of the guys went to buy lunch at Subway. And this woman in line, they were talking about it. She said, "Tell me what you're doing." And they were buying sandwiches, you know, for 20 people. And they said, "Well, we're doing a beach cleanup. We come from Mountain View." And she said, "I live in this community and I never do anything for my community." She said, "How is it that you come here and give that gift to us?" And she bought them lunch. $180 worth. I imagine it didn't stop with lunch for her. That contagion goes on. So I thank you for being contagious with grace and with your love of the earth and care for the earth. Our scriptures today invite us to be the story. What is your story of grace incarnating in you, embedding in you, taking root in you, that essence of God that will not die? You are the story. I am the story. We are the story. None of us are too small to make a difference. All of us can take the pain of the world and turn it into good. There is nothing purer than that. Today, those who are going to be confirmed are going to embody that ordering of God, that process in that way. Their journey has brought them here. Our grace and